Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! All right. Is there anybody here that loves the Lord like I do?
Of Gospel Gold. I am the host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. It is May the 16th, year of our Lord 2022, and you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night. Every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., Gospel Gold comes to you with the very best and what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is not just another music program. Gospel Gold is a program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. Gospel Gold is the only program on the radio anywhere that has the format of preserving traditional African-American gospel music. So we invite you to go there. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists of the past. You will also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means you can go back to the Gospel Gold program at any time. Go there to the Facebook page and find the program that you would like to hear click on the link. It will take you directly to that program. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs that have ever been given to this nation and to the world has been given through the African-American experience. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was through work songs and field hollers. These were the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came the gospels, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and all the music that we have produced on these American shores. It all tells a story of a mighty people who have overcome adversities and are still thriving to this day. We tell the story of our lives through our music, through our writings, through our poems. Through all that we do, we express the African-American experience. Gospel music cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour music program. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. And so we thank you for being a part of the Gospel Gold program tonight. We pray that you will continue to support Gospel Gold and you will tell someone about Gospel Gold on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., just 1 hour. But we bring to you the very best in what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. As we start out each Monday night, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father, our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. It's quartet night tonight. Quartet night is always a very popular night on Gospel Gold. We have featured many quartets in the past, and we will continue to do so as we go through this season. But tonight is quartet night, and we intend on having a great time in the Lord. I hope that you are listening to Gospel Gold on a very good listening device. We are coming to you in stereo tonight. We're going to play this by the Salem Harmonizers, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to introduce our program for the night. The Salem Harmonizers, If I Could Just Steal Away. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold.
When I get get down on my knees. I just tell God
all about my
trouble. Marcus, what are you telling? Tell him thank you
for being there for me.
Oh, Paul, won't you help me say it?
Heavenly Father,
you are my closest friend. Yes, you are, Jesus. And whenever I need you, you are right there until the end. And I just wanna thank you, 'cause whenever I'm down, you are right there
picking me up.
What did he do for you? He picked me up.
I can still wait.
And right now I just want to give thanks to the Lord. Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
I can still
serve the Lord
somewhere
with gladness and come before him with thanksgiving. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. Here, but I've been really good tonight. Yeah,
I can still
away somewhere.
I can still awake in the morning, still awake in the evening,
still awake.
I can still awake. I can still awake in the morning, still awake in the evening. Still away.
That was the Salem Harmonizers featuring Paul Porter. It is quartet night here on Gospel Gold. If you would like to speak to us directly in the studio, you can do so tonight. Area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and you can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. You can be a part of the program. As I said, it is quartet night, and one of the things I wanted to bring before you tonight is a group that you have heard back in the past. We always start in the past and we work our way forward. And tonight I wanted to bring to the forefront the CBS Trumpeteers. We played some of their music in an earlier program that we had. We have featured many, many quartets. The Dixie Hummingbirds. We have featured the Sensational Nightingales, the Brooklyn All-Stars. We have featured many, many, many quartets. As we come on each quartet night, we try to bring at least three or four quartets to the forefront. And we have been doing this for the last 2 years. So many of the quartets that you may like, or many of the quartets that you have heard of or maybe never heard of, if you continue to listen to Gospel Gold, no doubt you will hear some of those quartets again, because we do repeat some of the quartets, but we play different songs from those quartets. But tonight is quartet night, and I wanted to bring the CBS Trumpeteers. Formed in Baltimore, Maryland, the Trumpeteers evolved from another gospel group known as the Willing Four. Joseph E. Johnson, who was the lead vocalist, an alumnus of the Willing Four, and a group called the Golden Gate Quartet. We did a feature on the Golden Gate Quartet last season. These men put the Trumpeteers together, along with a man by the name of James Keels and Raleigh Turnage, also Willie McNair. The group was formed in 1946. Like similar gospel groups, the quartet adopted the Golden Gate Quartet Jubilee style and began broadcasting jingles and promotions on WCAO radio in Baltimore for a sponsoring shoe company. Not long after, the Trumpeteers were offered a regular broadcast spot on CBS radio to replace the recently departed Jubilaires. Leo Messner, co-owner an operator of Aladdin Records, heard one of the Trumpeteers' live broasts, and he sensed promise in their take of the Milky White Way, a song written and recorded by Landon Coleman of the Coleman Brothers. The song was recorded in 1944, but the Trumpeteers brought it back in 1946. The group recorded five songs, including the Milky White Way for Latin Records in 46, debuting their vision of the label's newly launched Score Records, which was the gospel subsidiary of Aladdin, in May of 1948. The single became one of the first popular gospel records in the post-war era, reaching number 8 on the Billboard Race record charts, selling over 1 million copies, inspiring several other arrangements by musical acts such as the Spirit of Memphis Quartet. We've done a feature on them. The Silvertone Singers. Elvis Presley, on one of his gospel albums, recorded this same song. The Trumpeteers themselves recorded the tune numerous times as well. To keep the Trumpeteers commercially accessible, Aladdin Records organized a session crediting the group as the Rockets, which focused entirely on secular songs. It failed to reach the success of the gospel songs. However, the Trumpeteers' 17-inch singles for Score, issued across a 5-year period, sold an encouragingly amount of records. During their stint with Score Records, the group also released two singles. They also recorded on King Records in 1949 and in 1950. Johnson kept different lineups of the Trumpeteers active until his death in 1984. And baritone singer Calvin Stewart, who joined the group in 1950, continued to lead the group. This group, the CBS Trumpeteers, was started out being Trumpeteers, but because of their singing jingles on the CBS network, became the CBS Trumpeteers. So we're going to go back. We're going to start with the Milky White Way, recorded in 1947. And then we're going to come up, play another song called Little Wooden Church, and we'll come right back after that. Here is the CBS Trumpeteers, Milky White Way, recorded in 1947. 7.
Yes, I'm going to walk. Oh, that will keep my wings. Oh, child, some of these days. Well, I'm going to walk that milky white way. But some of these days, well, 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 I'm going to walk up and take up my stand. Gonna join that Christian band. I'm going to walk. Oh Lord, some of these days I'm gonna tell my, oh my mother, howdy, 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 when I get home. Yes, I'm going to tell my mother howdy. When I walk, oh, that milky white way, some of these days. I want to meet God the Father and God the Son. Yes, I want to meet the Father, God the Son. Well, 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 I want to tell him all about my troubles. In this world I just come from, that's where we walk. Oh, that milky white way. Oh, Lord, Lord, it was in my childhood days. Although it was so many years ago, now with the spirit of my Savior, I was filled. Yes, I was. And it was in that old-fashioned meeting. Lord, but our memories linger still in that little old wooden church house out on a hill. Oh, Lord, and it was every Sunday morning. Mother used to kneel down, have the family prayer, to that old country wagon. Oh, would feel, yes we will. Yes, we start out on our journey. Move over rocks and reels to that little old out on a hill. Oh Lord, that old-fashioned preacher thought he would give out that old meter hymn.
in every heart. Now with the Holy Ghost, I would feel just the room. The people, they would start to shout it. Hey, Lord, I can hear them still. In that little old world, out on a hill.
And with the introduction of Christianity to slaves, they added the heroic stories of Moses, Daniel, and Jesus, heroes who led their people from physical and spiritual bondage to freedom. It was these iconic figures that later freedom fighters such as Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King Jr. looked to inspire and encourage and enslave people to act. Here's the CBS Trumpeteers, If You Live Right, our title song for the night, recorded in 1986. I'd like to introduce you to a program that comes on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. program is called Black Reality Think Tank. You can go to the timeforawakening.com website. In the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank, or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank Facebook page. It is a program that comes on each Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, a program that is designed to discuss and talk about the things that are happening in the African-American community. All of the people who are the guests of that program are well-informed, and there's a great discussion being held every week on that program. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, the Black Reality Think Tank. You can find that on the timeforawakening.com website. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands together. Listen here, you've been waiting on a blessing for a long time. You thought you were getting close, but yet you are far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next,
next in line.
But yet you're far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next. For a long time, thought you were getting close, but yet you're far behind. Don't you give up, because this is your time. Came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next,
next in line. know, sometimes life gets the best of all of us. Sometimes life gets very difficult. And I have to admit, even though I love the Lord, I trust God, I have faith. The Bible says that it takes faith in order to please God, and I have faith. But I have to admit to y'all, although I'm a preacher, although I'm a pastor, sometimes I get frustrated. Huh? Anybody here like me, you ever just get frustrated with life? Paying bills and trying to make it and dealing with crazy folk on your job. I know all of y'all don't cuss, but somebody here done cuss somebody out on their job. I have to admit, sometimes I get frustrated and I get aggravated. I came to tell someone tonight, although you may get frustrated, don't give up. Because only the strong survive. Can we sing a little bit of it?
The Soul Messengers. Soul Messengers. It's quartet night here on Gospel Gold. As I said before, we have done features on many quartets over the years. But one of the groups that we have not featured yet was the Christianaires. The Christianaires was an African-American gospel group that was formed in Suntag, Mississippi. They were active from 1989 to 2004. In its inception, the group consisted of two sibling pairs, two brothers, Arnold and Donald Brown, Arnold and Ronald Brown, and two more brothers, Paul and Tyrone Porter. Later on, with the subtraction of Paul Porter and Ronald Brown, the group added George Carter and Charles Porter. They released 10 albums with various labels during their tenure. And those were in 1989, Walk With Me, 1990, Ain't No Way I Could Lose Another Step, 1993, The Vision Becomes Clear, 1995, Through the Storm and Reaching Out, 1997, Saints Hold On, 1998, Standing Room Only, 2001, Thank You, 2004, Stand Up, Recorded Live. The group's albums, Another Step Forward, The Vision Becomes Clear, Standing Room Only, and Thank You, charted on the Billboard Gospel Album chart. This Detroit, Michigan-based black group was known throughout the gospel arena. The Christianaires, which later came back as the New Christianaires. The quartet released 10 albums in their tenure from 1989 to 2004, with four of them charting on the Gospel Billboard album chart. This is a group that has been prolific in the gospel field. I had an opportunity to meet some of them. They are some of my personal favorites. I hope you will enjoy the Christianaires with that great hit, Two Wings. It Ain't No Way I Can Lose. The Christianaires tonight on Gospel Gold.
Something I want to say right here. I want two wings to veil my
feet.
I want two
wings
to veil
my feet.
Yeah. Oh,
Gospel Gold is brought to you by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, we do have a Cash App. It's Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold 22, the G in Gospel and the G in Gold are capital. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Also, if you would like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold. Here is the Salem Harmonizers, Woke Up.
When I woke up this morning, I said thank you, Lord.
I said thank you, Lord.
When I rose this morning,
when I woke up this morning,
I said thank you, Lord.
I said thank you, Lord.
When I rose this morning,
when I woke up this morning,
I told my thank you.
I said thank you, Lord.
Oh Lord, I wanna thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you.
I know you woke me.
You woke me right on time.
When I woke up this morning,
when I woke up
yeah,
this morning,
you know what? I was closed
in my right mind.
When I rose this morning,
when I woke up this morning,
I was closed in my right mind.
In my right mind.
When I rose this morning,
when I woke up this morning,
you know what? I was closed.
Church, it looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Gospel Gold. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page. Go there, like, and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. We pray that you have a good week, that you will join us next week right here on Blog Talk Radio for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We're going home tonight with the new Christian airs, God Stepped In on Time. God bless you. Have a great week. Keep on giving God the praise.
Oh, God came through on time. Can I sing it? Listen. Had a little money. Oh, I had lots of friends. Life had been good to me. Thought I knew where my journey would end. I traveled all across this country. God's songs I would sing. Folks knew me well, and they knew the message I would bring. Then one day I was knocked off my feet. I cried, oh God, oh God, what is this happening to me? Yeah, 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 yeah. With all of my money and all my friends, there was only one on whom I could depend. When I turned around, can I get a witness in here? When I turned around, he stepped right in. Let me tell you what he did. You know that God came through on time. Yeah, yeah, God. I wish I could get a witness in. Listen, I found out who knocked me down. Listen. Me down, and he thought that no one would care. But listen, when I landed down on my knees, and I went to God in prayer. Yeah, yeah. This is what I told the Lord when I was down. I said, oh Lord, look at the doctors. They don't even know what to do, but I'm not worried about it.
They had to wait. They had to wait. Yeah! altar.
How many ever been through something? Couldn't see your way. In the midnight hour when wasn't nobody around. And couldn't get no help. But then you remember who you were. Remember that you were a child of God. Remember, you didn't have to leave out of your room because he was right there by your side. And when you sat there and really thought about it and you begin to call on him, you begin to quicken in your spirit and knew that he could come when you wanted him to. And I know that if you just stood right there and waited on Jesus, how many can say he delivered on time? How many times you didn't have no money in your pocket? How many times you got sick and your pills ran out? How many times that you didn't understand your mother, your father, your sister, brother, everybody was just you on your job. But when you turn to Jesus, when you turn to Jesus, when you turn to Jesus, he made a way for you. Tell me, say,
you know that God came through.
Hallelujah. 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 We get ready to go. Y'all tired of us? Amen. That's my testimony. A lot of kids in jail.